This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Well, hey, thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he's been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. And the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism. Well, I guess you can say one exceptional American at a time. Yep, and you are that one exceptional American I'm talking to, and that's what this show is all about, American exceptionalism, and how are we going to protect it and make it grow? There's nothing wrong with making exceptional Americanism grow. It's not like communism. No, it's a lot different. It's a lot different. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Talking about Oroville Dam. Talking about, well, this whole new notion now. We got another CalExit thing going on here in California to divide up the state in two. And who's backing it? Nigel Farage. Yeah, Cal, you know, the Brexit, Nigel Farage, that guy? The guy from Great Britain is going to come over here and tell us Californians what to do. You know, it's kind of interesting. I think we could probably figure it out ourselves without Nigel. He's just sort of the guy who's all in for forming new countries. So it's kind of dystopic, I guess you can say, what we're seeing with that this whole thing. Because, you know, I'm really involved with the Jefferson movement, forming a new state, a more perfect union, a state from a state. We can govern ourselves up here in Northern California. There's no question about that. especially in light of what you're seeing in Oroville Dam, right? What do you think about that one? Boy, howdy. You know, it'd be interesting because if you were to form the state of Jefferson, Oroville Dam would become part of that. And naturally, the Oroville Dam would be a big part of the California Water Project still. And I'm sure that the Jefferson State would, certainly feel obligated to oblige California for the water. But the question is, who picks up the tab to operate the dam? Well, that would fall upon, of course, the state of Jefferson. But there would have to be some agreement. If they're going to get the water, they got to pay for the dam, being the state of California. And if Jerry Brown is involved in that, you know what he does. He just steals the money from the state of California. Uses it any way he wants to. It's his own little pot of money. And, of course, what has he done? He's continued the further streak that so many other governors and this Democratic legislature has foisted upon California, which is debt upon debt upon debt. And then we have the alien issue going on in California, importing as many as possible. I mean, what kind of state are you creating? That's the big question, of course. But, you know, that's Jerry Brown. My point is this. What about that dam? Whose jurisdiction would it be? State of Jefferson, if that was the case. But we'd have to be getting our money, our fair share, to maintain it. And I think we'd be more responsible than what you find with the state of California. You know, I can kind of visualize already the state trucks of Jefferson with the shield on the side of it, you know, circular shield with the double X and so on, rather than the California bear. Yeah, this is a classic example in California of what bad governance can do, but what totalitarianism can do, because it's really, when you take a look at what Jerry Brown's all about and everything else that's happening, it's really about totalitarians. And you have totalitarians that are rich, then you have totalitarians that are poor, you have totalitarians everywhere, it seems. But, you know, where are the capitalists? I mean, where are these capitalists in California? Oh, they've left. No, not necessarily. But what they have done is decided, well, maybe we can form a state that would include Southern California, Orange County, south, then go across to the borders of Arizona and Nevada, up all the way to Oregon in that time frame, or that geographic frame. And that's what you have. And the Eastern California, you have it. Western California would be from Los Angeles along the coastal line all the way up to the Oregon border, which I'm kind of like going, wait a minute, we've already got some counties in Jefferson that are along the border. We got water. We got water. We got ports for Jefferson. So that notion, I don't think so. You can just carve it up into little tiny chunks and say it's just San Francisco and Los Angeles. That's it. Goodbye. Which, I think it's kind of interesting. I don't think Southern California and Los Angeles, I don't think Los Angeles would go for that, quite frankly. I think these guys are really misjudging how. I think if you were to put that kind of configuration together, Los Angeles would definitely want to stay. Would definitely want to stay in the California ring. So they'd want to stay with Orange County and all. It would be one of those. But then you get the question, which is the key question, essential question, the state of Jefferson. This is kind of a double-edged sword, but it's something I'm going to throw out. It just hit me. Well, this whole thing about lack of representation and dilution of vote, to dilute it. That's what's, you know, Reynolds versus Sims is all about. That's one of those court cases that's going on with the state of Georgia. The lack of representation, because in Northern California, we don't got any state senators, nor do we have any members of the assembly. They're all down south. They did it by people and not by jurisdiction, not by county, which is the way the original Constitution in California called for. But Reynolds v. Sims did away with all that. One man, one vote is the... And, of course, let's imagine if you had one man, one vote during this last presidential election, and it applied itself to the Electoral College, what would you have? But you see, there's a dilemma in the Constitution and how you would do things, and that is, do you do it by state or by borders, or do you do it by a people? And the Founding Fathers said, well, you do both. You're going to have representatives that are going to come to cast their ballots, one person, one vote, in democratic institutions. That's fine. But what about representation of a county? Is a county the same as a person? And the answer to that is yes. How about a state? Is it the same as a person? The answer to that is yes. So that's why they said, well, you know, what we're going to do to be fair to the states is when we talk about the federal government, we're going to give each state two senators. That's it, right? Have you ever wondered why you have more members of the House of Representatives than you do senators? Because population then comes into play. And they allot members of the House based upon the population of the state. That's how it works. Some states gain members of the House every other year, every few years, and then they take them back because of growth and so on, population expansion. That's how they do it. That's how they do it. And, of course, here in California, it's not that. It used to be every county in California had a senator. But with Reynolds versus Sims back in the 60s, they did away with that. So all senators went to population centers. And what it did is it left, especially in Northern California, without proper representation. So you'd have members of the Assembly and members of the, well, one senator up here representing many counties and constituents from many, many counties. Lots of conflictions when you have to vote on issues from one county to the next. Think about that. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex. And we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, or email me, Paul, at a21r.com. Okay, Donald Trump, setback. They pulled the legislation for Obamacare, Trump Care, Ryan Care. We talked about this the other day. And of course, everybody wants now Ryan's head on a stick. Branding and so on. And, you know, I love the way Donald Trump handled it, though. What he did was he just said, it's not my problem, really. The Democrats didn't want to work with this. They didn't want to put any input in. In fact, if you take a read at what the Obamacare was, or the, I'm sorry, the new Ryan Care. I'll label it Ryan Care. It was basically a knockoff of the old one. So, you know, how could they not buy into what they were offering? Well, they didn't. Now, Trump's saying, well, it's your fault, guys. I'm just trying to fix your bad bill. I love the way he brands things, don't you? It's your fault, not mine. I'm just a person. I want to get this thing fixed. What about you? Now, we have the conservative caucus, which has really held things up. And as they should, I mean, I couldn't buy into that bill. I mean, I was going to get along to go along. Maybe they're going to fix it later. But, you know, can you trust any of that? So the bill failed. They pulled the bill. And now the finger pointing has begun. And Donald Trump signaling he's going to work with Democrats now. Forget the Republican conservative caucus. You know, I don't know what's going to happen. I know something's going to happen, good, bad, or indifferent. Because Donald Trump is doing what he should have done to begin with, which is one of the things I was really kind of disappointed. I understood the logic behind it, but I didn't want that logic. And that logic was, you got to, in order to get the tax cuts, you have to go through the repeal and replace, to do it that way. Obamacare. See, I never really liked the replacement factor of Obamacare. Because to me, it should be net 9-0. In terms of just telling the bill to go away. And they've got plenty of bills. They passed, I don't know how many times they had bills ready to go. They had 68 no votes or something like that in the House of Representatives over the last 8 years. They have something in the what? They should have just passed something to get it going if they're going to do that, but they didn't want to do that. Now, I understand there are some particulars that you have to do within the window of opportunity to make these things happen. Make it a lot easier to make things happen that, you know, the clock was ticking as soon as Trump became president, 90 days or whatever, to allow for different regulations that could have been by regulation just taken out of off the bill. Now they can't do that. So now it's back at it, the good old-fashioned way, if it comes back, which I'm sure it will. But there's going to be a lot of soul-searching. Now everybody is calling for Paul Ryan's head, like I said. Now, it's kind of interesting. We're hearing stories. And, you know, I don't trust Paul Ryan, as you know. I liked the fact he started coming around. But, you know, I can't get over the fact he didn't support the president to begin with. That's just not working with me. And he did several embarrassing things because, you know, he knows more than anybody else. I think it is time for him to step down. I think this is a mess that he should. You have to have, if you're Donald Trump, somebody who's like-minded, and Paul Ryan is not, in my opinion. Now, and I don't really like the notion that we're going to try and get away from the conservative caucus per se, although I wish the conservative caucus in the next go-around of whatever's going to happen from Trump is going to be flexible and, you know, reach around even to the other side and get some things done. I think that's important to do. You have to, after 8 years of being literally in the desert on a deserted island out in the middle of nowhere in terms of legislation, and you're dysfunctional as two bodies can be because you haven't exercised and gone through the proper hoops to get laws passed, you know, that whole negotiating business. That's since Obama came on board. He was doing everything by what? A pen and a phone. Executive orders. Now, you say, well, he didn't have that many. Well, maybe not, but they were very far-reaching. He knew what he was doing, and so did his mentors out there, the people behind the curtain pulling the strings. He knew. now there has to be a relearning process all the way across the board with everybody to get up to speed again on, gee, how do we pass, laws? What do we do? They don't have the skill set, and that's my point. Now, you do have some holdovers, and this is a teachable moment for you, ladies and gentlemen, about term limits. How's term limits working out for California, by the way? It started in the 1990s. You want me to tell you? Unmitigated disaster. One-party system, anybody? Socialism? Regionalism? Communism, which is what we have? Dictatorship? That's what term limits get you. And this is the teachable moment right now. For 8 years, legislators have come and gone. For 8 years, nobody has learned or been demonstrating in the last 8 years the proper way to conduct yourself in the legislature to do the bills. You're getting all kinds of strange things coming out. Well, that's what happens. Think about it. If you have term limits, you're constantly churning all these members of Congress. And what happens is this, and this is the teachable moment, is you lose institutional memory. And right now, if you take a look at the House and you take a look at the Senate, because they have been in this dystopia of a world of legislation with Obama, they don't know what the right and wrong way to do legislation. That's my sense of it. But think of it, if you didn't have the old-timers that are hanging around Washington, some of these guys have been in their 3-4 terms as senator. They remember. Certainly they do. Or members of the House. They remember. But if they were termed out, they wouldn't even be there. So the memory from the institutions would be gone, which is exactly the way it is in California. And look how that's worked out for us. Terrible. Terrible one-party socialist communist system. Dictatorship. It's what we have. So my 4 term limits, the answer is no and heck no. Now, in California, they've made some term adjustments, but I don't think that's enough. That's what I mean. You lose that institutional memory. If you lose that institutional memory, you won't pass bills properly. And that's where they're at. There was dysfunctionality there with the Ryan bill. Plainly, it was dysfunctional from the get-go. How do we do this? Well, we're going to do it in 3 phases. And I mean, he was left to his own devices on how to do it. Which, if he had had the expertise, a further expertise from people that have been around for a while, he may have been able to put the right things together, but that just wasn't the case. Now, some of you are out there with your tinfoil hats on, and I congratulate you on that, saying, oh, no, this was all planned. It's all part of the plan. I don't think so. I don't think this is part of the plan. I think this is part of what happened. But I am seeing some things that I don't like in terms of a lot of liberal Republicans still being on the floor. And I look at Rance Priebus, and I look at Paul Ryan, and those two have got to be in Donald Trump's sights right now, in my opinion. Because it's kind of like we're getting the same old from everybody and the same old players that were the ones bringing us the same old. In other words, all the conservatives elect everybody, but once they get in there, everything changes. Those same old cast of characters are there. That's why I say maybe we ought to cast some votes and get rid of people like Paul Ryan. Maybe we should push the president to maybe get rid of the guy who was bringing you the most of the same old, Rance Priebus. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex. And we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Wow. Just so many things happening out here. It's just amazing. And, you know, we're here to help you along with an understanding of that. So this whole thing with the healthcare thing, it's starting to show a lot of cracks and so on in the fissures of the Republican Party. What I'm afraid of is this rush back to how we used to have it with conservatives versus the rhinos. I think it's time for Donald to make sure that the rhinos stay out. And remember, you know, again, everybody must remember who in the heck it was that brought these people to the fore. It was the conservatives. Hello. Conservatives all the way across the board. So that in place, what we have to have, everybody kind of getting along to go along after we get rid of the ones that are trying to take us down as the Republican Party. That's really what we need to do. All right. So what's happening with other issues, though, relative to Donald Trump and some of the town halls that are going on? I've never really seen so much attention given to town halls. Now, really in focus this year more than ever. But since the Tea Party, and I think that's really an effect of the Tea Party, which I congratulate. The Tea Party itself was responsible for these town halls being focused on, which is a good thing. Now you have this movement of everybody hating on Trump, the indivisibles and so on, Soros-sponsored, obviously, paid protesters and the anarchist groups that are out there that are total leftists and so on, the leftist loons. But you also have the rise of now those people, especially in California, were starting to rise up a little bit and challenge people like what we saw with Javier Becerra last week, and pro-Trump supporters in Chaffee, California, took him on. It was great, Chaffee High School. And I thought it was interesting, a couple of statements that were made. But, you know, we had a thing going on Friday in Huntington Beach, California, and it was interesting because this was a big-time pro-Trump march. And Huntington Beach, now remember, Orange County, which is in Orange County, used to have a very, very large Republican conservative base. Now, it's not that way anymore since the downfall of the Republican Party in state politics, of course. So now it's a different issue. So the Trump supporters came out in force, but so did the rest of them. Now, this is what I think a lot of these protests, a lot of these support things are going to start looking like.
All right, a pro-Trump rally turns violent in Huntington Beach, California.
They made her. I thought it was bad. They gave me milk and bacon soda. Please help me.
Jennifer Sterling is one of the event organizers. In this video, you can see her trying to break up a heated argument when all of a sudden she is hit with pepper spray by an anti-Trumper.
Oh, my gosh. Jennifer joins us now. Good morning to you, Jennifer. You're all smiles right there. But when you watch that video, gosh, we feel sorry for you. That had to hurt.
Thank you very much. It did. Yes. Thanks for having us. It was one bad little part of a really beautiful and great day where we had a chance to gather all of the Orange County, Southern California area on the beautiful Orange County coast to wave our banners and wave our flags and gather together to show gratitude for the men and women that every day put their life on the line. This event was to show our gratitude for our president, our vice president, our first responders, our veterans, our military, and all of our law enforcement. And it was a beautiful, beautiful celebration. It was just unfortunate that we had a few bad kids out there that decided to be bullies.
It's like Berkeley. There was a protest, and these other thugs come in with their masks on and their pepper spray going. It's the same script.
Sure. It absolutely was interesting the way it played out. You know, we all gathered, women, children, veterans, people in wheelchairs. We never could get anyone on the media to show that we collected lots of donations for the veterans or that we were wearing blue ribbon to represent, you know, the great law enforcement that was out there protecting us. There was probably 14 to 20 thugs that showed up with scary black masks, like when you watch a kid cartoon, the kid with the black face and the black mask was the bad kid. You know, while we were busy wearing our name tags, having like a family reunion of sort, we had, you know, scary bad kids that, you know, created criminal activity. And
it's not very courageous to cover your face and try to look tough that way. Jennifer, does it deter you at all? You're out there trying to spread a message of, you know, support for veterans and our president. When you see this kind of resistance, how do you react to that?
How I react to that is like the silent majority is ready to stand up and stand up for what's right. You know, I think that most of us have the same like-minded feelings that, you know, the good will outweigh the bad. And we believe that, you know, with God and law and order and respect for the people that, you know, do what they do, our country could be great again. You know, we picked up that tagline, Make America Great, because who would not want that? Everybody could benefit from everyone uniting. Right. You know, we're not all going to agree, but we certainly should be respectful to one another. And when there's a mom and dad and a bunch of kids that want to walk on a beach walk path, we should not be blocked or should we be attacked. And it's not right.
Right.
And,
so would, you know, what you're trying to say to Jennifer, yes or no, would you go pepper spray a anti-Trump protester?
Good God, no. It's against the law.
Of course.
You know, I teach my children that when all the kids are on the playground, you play nice together,
right,
whether you don't like each other or not.
That's
these folks were bullies, and they were violent bullies, and they were the ones that were arrested. Not anyone in our group was arrested. We had, you know,
and they're not going to stop you from
there
protesting in the future either, right?
And the president recognized it.
No, I think although we still have to focus on being very humble, we still have to make sure that we use our voice. And we have to exercise our right, and we need to make everybody realize how important it is to protect our safety.
Hey, thanks again.
Well, that's pretty classy. It's pretty classy. And there weren't a lot of the protesters that were out there. It was just a few. Get the numbers. But the few is quite toxic. So what that tells me, and you're talking about some kids, basically, kids being from maybe 18 to 25, probably getting paid to do it. But, you know, a couple of them got arrested. Now, I find it interesting is who's ever behind them being paid to do it. Because I believe that they were this was nothing. Think about it. This was they had several hundred people there on the pro-Trump side. And like she said, I think as many as 12 showed up on the other side. Let's think about it. I mean, I've been involved in riots before. I've been there in a riot and riotous situations, and sometimes, you know, 1,000 to 1,500 people. It's kind of contentious. So, you know who starts it. You know how it all goes if you're really deep into it, and especially if you're officiating in some way, or administrator or whatever, or law enforcement, you get it right away. But so if you have the sheer number, let's say that there were 100 Trump protesters there. There was more. And you had these 12. Look, kids that age just don't go out and do that. See my point? They just don't go out and, you know, just to be so anti-Trump. The 19-year-old guy who's going to do that? I don't think so. Now, you might have a 19-year-old guy who's a punk and a thug and an idiot, and he's going to get money, oh, by the way, to go and do that. You can get that. That's why I say, to me, the indicator to me is, clearly, these guys were bought and paid for protesters. But you know what? They get their point across, right? Small investment, if you will, for anarchy. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex. And we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. What about Moonbeam? We're going to play some clips tomorrow's show. He was on one of the Face the Nation, I believe, over the weekend. And quite frankly, I didn't have the stomach to watch or play it. I got the rundown and everything. I just didn't play it. I looked at the picture thinking, what do I want to hear from him for? I'm sorry. It's my radio show. I can do what I want. So I will have the courage, or I'll be able to control the anger and direct it better tomorrow than today. If you know what I mean. Jerry Brown. But, you know, I got to get this one out because this is important. I knew this was, you know, I've heard this comparison many, many times before. And in fact, my first 1992, I went and visited Eastern Europe and spent a considerable amount of time in Berlin around the wall, the Berlin Wall. It was still up in a lot of places. It had fallen in 1989, November 9th, 1989. Who would forget that day? And so now what we have is Jerry Brown making a comparison between Trump's border wall to the Berlin Wall. Now, I got to tell you, when I came back from that summer, when I came back from visiting, you know, East Berlin and the whole Berlin Wall business and looking at the Führer Bunker and a whole bunch of other stuff there in Berlin and all of East Europe and Leipzig and all this stuff. I came back and we went down to visit, actually to start work on an orphanage down in Mexico as part of a one of my, functions in one of these clubs, these many clubs are out there. Which will remain nameless. And, you know, we did it every year. We did it for several years. And you had to go through Tijuana. And they had just built this huge wall. It's the wall that's currently down. It's a huge wall. And I remember driving up to it. And I've been across the border, before that. But it really hit me when that first trip across the border since going to see the Berlin Wall and thinking, wow. Berlin Wall, wall with Mexico, because there's a big wall. A lot of people don't seem to, San Ysidro and that whole area down there has a big wall. And the crime went down in San Diego as a result of it, way down, just boom, plummeted. But they have other ways. They tunnel underneath the wall, you know, that kind of stuff. So now what we have is Jerry Brown running around out there talking about if the Berlin Wall is the same thing as that wall down in San Diego or the wall that Trump's going to build. And like I said, I reconciled with myself immediately for about all the 30 seconds when I came back after visiting the Berlin Wall and driving into San Diego and seeing that big wall there. And I said to myself, I had the thought that, oh my gosh, this is like the Berlin Wall. We're keeping people out. Then I said to myself, well, the Berlin Wall was to keep people in. And then I thought back of the people that I met in East Berlin who were walled in. Who had no freedom. They were walled in, not walled out. And that, it just hit me, well, that's like a big difference. Now, that was back in 1992. I've reconciled this notion. Now you have Jerry Brown wanting to throw guilt on us about building a wall to keep people out. Okay? We're keeping people out. It's, you know, I don't have a problem with the wall if it's keeping people out. I would have a problem with the wall if it's keeping me in. A big problem. Jerry doesn't see it that way. No, he, of course he doesn't. But, you know, he's throwing something at us. It's really kind of a specious argument. But they're grasping at straws. In the article by Joe Pollack in Breitbart, it said, California Governor Jerry Brown told NBC News Chuck Todd in Meet the Press on Sunday that President Donald Trump's proposed wall along the U.S. border reminded him of the Berlin Wall, which divided Germans for decades. The wall, to me, is ominous. It reminds me too much of the Berlin Wall, said Brown. He also said that Trump had a lot of odor here of a kind of a strong man, and that Americans ought to be careful of radical changes like a 30-foot wall, keeping some in and some out. Well, Jerry, how's it working for you to keep people out, Jerry? Free driver's license, anybody, for any illegal immigrant? Oh, and by the way, you can have that driver's license. Just here, fill out this registration form and mark the D for Democrat box. Says the remarks were reported uncritically by local news outlets such as the San Francisco Gate and Southern California Public Radio. The Berlin Wall was built in 1961 by the communist regime of East Germany to prevent citizens from leaving the country for West Germany and freedom. It was a symbol of hatred, tyrannical systems, and was never desired by residents on either side of the border. The wall finally came down in 1989, marking the beginning of the end for communism in Eastern Europe and the imminent collapse of the Soviet Union. The proposed border wall with Mexico, by contrast, would be built to keep foreigners from entering the country illegally. And Joel is saying exactly what I reconciled probably in all of about 30 seconds when I first had the thought in San Diego looking at the wall after seeing the Berlin Wall for over a month in Berlin just a week before. See, the liberal mind wants to take and construe anything their way, obviously, when they don't have the facts, when they don't have the truth with them. They'll argue anything. They'll distract and create a crisis away from that talking point all the time. And that's what Jerry Brown does. And so it's one of his specialty skills. He was good at it when he was much younger. Today, he's not so much because everybody can fact check him. That's another problem for him. And a lot of people just doubt him. That's a bigger problem for him. Isn't it amazing what we're doing? Jerry Brown. All right, tomorrow, put your Jerry Brown shorts on, if you know what I mean. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
And my rock, my son Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's all present at the Agenda 21 show.
Interesting, the comments under Joel Pollack's article from Breitbart are great. One of them says, Berlin Wall was built to keep people in and to murder anyone trying to leave. I can see why Democrats don't like Trump's wall. It is designed to keep out the barbarians. It says, Berlin Wall was a prison wall to prevent people from escaping, not a defensive wall to prevent an invasion. It says another one, exactly. And Brown was happy doing his part to attack Reagan, who brought down that wall. That is exactly true. Funny how it was because of Jerry's dad, Pat Brown, that we got Reagan in the first place. And that is true. Same article. That was one teed off patriot. One teed off patriot. It says, which divided Germans for decades? Exactly how is a wall on the American border going to divide Americans, you halfwit? Calling Jerry Brown a halfwit is a compliment. I'm sorry. It's going to be one of these weeks. It's going to rock and roll. We're going to have all kinds of good stuff coming. Cal exit. Yes, California. Jefferson. What in the world is really going on? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And like I say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America, stay strong. We are exceptional Americans, and we will stop the totalitarians. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21. Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.